gold in a furnace and accepted them as a holocaust. They who trust in him will understand the truth. Those who are faithful will live with him in love. For grace and mercy await those he has chosen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In John's life, reassuring Jesus' disciples that life awaits them, eternal life. We have passed out of death and into life. But this we can be sure, because we love our brothers. If you refuse to love, you must remain dead. To hate your brother is to be a murderer. And murderers, as you know, do not have eternal life in them. This has taught us love, that he gave up his life for us. And we too ought to give up our lives for our brothers. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
On arriving at Bethany, Jesus found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Bethany is only about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to sympathize with them over their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus had come, she went to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. So I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." "Your brother," said Jesus to her, "will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." "Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was to come into this world." The Gospel